The Burt Show.
All right, so focus on Abby here for just one second. This is not an Abby idea. This is a my idea. And if she doesn't want to do it, she can absolutely say no. Here's the premise. The premise is Abby comes in here every day with frustrated dating stories. The same thing that you guys are going through each and every day. Trying to find the right guy, a good guy. And she's having a struggle doing that. What I would like to do is say, you know what? Until we find that guy, let's at least make her comfortable. I would like to find her a sugar daddy.
Finding Mr. Right Now, Mr. Rich Right Now.
Yes. Now, would you be open to this?
I am intrigued by the idea. I might need some persuasion. I need to know what the terms and conditions are to said sugar daddy agreement, but right. I'm open.
What if he promises to pay for all of your ice cream?
I know. Credit card bills have been pretty high.
I know how much you love a sweet treat.
I do love a sweet treat, but when I said sweet treat, I didn't mean a sugar daddy necessarily.
Aim higher.
Yeah, like, can he pay for my flight to Greece?
Right. Okay, so here's where I'm trying to lean on you guys, although we don't have any calls yet, from those of you that are willing to say, yeah, I have a sugar daddy or I've dated a sugar daddy. I got questions for you guys for Abby before we go through with this. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
My question is, where does one find a sugar daddy? Like, I know there are certain websites out there like Seeking Arrangement, but is there like a sugardaddy.com?
There is.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a few sites.
I'm worried about the virus that I'll get if I Google that.
Wasn't that the web? No, that's not that one.
That's Cougar.
I was thinking, what's the website where dudes were like cheating and then all of their information got leaked online? And
Ashley Madison?
That's it.
All right. So sugardaddy.com does not look legit. However, sugarbook.com does look legit. It's the number one sugar daddy and baby dating site and app.
All right, so as
sugar also, daddies and sugar babies meet.
There was also one that was it was for that. It was for like rich men that were looking to spend their money on women. And I know there were a couple of celebrities that got caught up on that site. And I don't know if that site is still there, but it was pretty popular.
Now, if you want to do it in real life, I'm assuming you go to the places where you know there are going to be rich sugar daddies, which you're already doing. I mean, you're hanging out at the St. Regis, right?
Not frequently, but yeah, definitely if you sit there long enough, you will find a man who will spend at least $36 on a cocktail for you.
Now, do these... What my curiosity is here is, and I know we've talked to some of these Burt Show listeners before, although we never quite bought the story, that there are some sugar daddies that just want somebody pretty on their arm. They just want somebody to kill time with. They want somebody to go to a restaurant with them on a Friday night or a corporate meeting on a Saturday night that can keep conversation going, that they are interested in, that looks great, that there never has to be anything physical at all.
Now, see, that's the dream. Like, I'll go to some fun events. I'll go to a gala. I'll wear a pretty dress. I'll schmooze all your coworkers. But in terms of becoming, like, an adult, quote, you know, wink, wink worker.
No, I don't want that for you.
My other question is, if I go on this thing like sugarbook.com, and then the men I am actually trying to date find out, is that a turnoff? Is that a deal breaker?
That you're going to be a companion without any physical benefits.
If I'm going to be... I believe the right term is escort.
Yeah, I'm not looking for that for
you.
No. But if you went onto these websites and you created a persona, I think the turnoff for a sugar daddy would be that you're on the radio. So you would have to have some kind of persona that it is everything except who you really are.
So I need like an AI version of me. Yeah. Someone to make me look brunette, super tan.
No. They're going to, I mean, I think they'll take a look at you and they'll go, yeah, that's an attractive woman. That would be somebody that I'd be interested in paying for.
But what if it's someone in Atlanta that goes, oh, I recognize that girl from the radio. Then they don't want to like sign up for the girl who's going to be the sugar baby on the radio.
Might have to go outside of Atlanta.
Yeah.
I found your website. It's called millionairematch.com.
That's what
millionaire,
it is.
Is that the Patty Stanger, the millionaire matchmaker lady?
She is, but I don't think she has anything to do with this.
Okay.
So millionairematch.com, the world's largest millionaire dating and business networking site. Meet high quality singles, attractive, entrepreneurially spirited for serious relationships.
Okay. Now,
This one is legit.
I can't go on a site like that and find this dude for you, though, because then it's really kind of pimping. Right?
You said pimping?
Yeah, it is.
So, can you see what kind of information I have to put on there? Right. Like, if I'm going to make a profile, what do I need to prepare today?
So it says join if you are a successful single. So that's for the millionaires. And then join. Ooh, no, I don't want to click that link. Join if you are an attractive single with traditional values.
Oh, okay.
That is you. Hey, that's your lane. There you go. Yep.
All right, here is, I believe her name is Sam, wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. She has dated a sugar daddy before. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, we got questions for you. So I'm trying to set Abby up with a sugar daddy. Where is the first place that I should look, and how do we establish that this is more of a business friendship with nothing physical? She is just going to be a great companion.
To be honest, the most successful relationships like that I've had have all been virtual, and I never even met any of the men. Like, it was all, I met them through Instagram or maybe through Tinder or something like that. And they just wanted pretty pictures that weren't even, like, nude. And they would pay to get my nails done. They would pay for me to go get groceries. I mean, it, depending on the month, could be a couple $100 a month.
Huh. Okay, here are my questions. Tell me more about these pictures, because I don't want to put Abby in any kind of situation where she would be super uncomfortable. So you're saying they weren't like sexual in nature, but did they have to be flirty? Did you have to put like lingerie on and stuff like that?
No. Like, they were flirty, but not with anything that you couldn't wear out, like on a night out. Like, I'm a big fan of the show, so I follow Abby on Instagram, and anything that she wears on a night out, if she took 30 pictures like that, that would be enough.
Oh, okay. But yeah, where do I find said men? Like, did they have to DM you first?
Typically, yes. Typically, they're going to reach out to you. And I know this might sound kind of weird, but almost talking about it more on the show might actually help you. So they know, like, hey, I'm available for this. Like, this is something I would be interested in doing. That's how all the successful ones I got were I thought they were scams. Like, I've heard you talk about on the show before where you'll get, like, the scam ones. If it's a real sugar daddy, he's not going to say in the first message, like, I want you to be my sugar baby. He's going to kind of feel you out and see if you even vibe or not. Because most of these men, they just want somebody to talk to. They're lonely higher ups in companies that they just want somebody to talk to. And that's really all it's about. So it's literally nothing physical. You may not even see ever what he looks like. I've had those before where you've never even seen what they look like. Those are the best.
I feel like you need to teach a course.
I know. We need a master class.
All right, Sam, can we do this? Can I put you on hold? And can you walk Abby through this? Like, she can lean on you and do what, because this would be as safe as it gets.
Yeah, I mean, you're just sending like selfies that I'm going to post anyway.
Right? So can I put you on hold and you can walk her through this when she needs some help? Because you clearly are experienced and know what you're talking about.
Sure.
Okay. Wow. What a godsend.
Her tone made me feel like she was telling us some really top secret. Yeah.
I was like, where are you? Right. Do we also need to lower our voice?
All right, Catherine, real quick. Good morning. Hi.
Hi, good morning. So I've had two sugar daddies before. One of them I met in person. That's just our first meeting. And then the second one I met on Seeking Arrangement. Now that website's really sketchy sometimes, but the last girl was right. They don't put their face on there. If there's like a picture of their body, it's really far back, so you can't see their face. But the ones that I've gone on dates with, they take you on a couple dates first, and then they basically let you know, okay, well, I want to take care of you, or this is the arrangement that I'm looking for. And the one that I've dated for the longest was maybe like 2 years. And for a while, he didn't want anything from me. He just wanted someone to go places with, like galas and stuff like that. He was a spine surgeon or something like that. And his daughter actually set up his profile for him.
Oh, come
and
on.
We were the same age.
What?
Wow.
His daughter set up his sugar daddy account?
That's as like dysfunctional as thing as I've ever heard.
That's wild.
That's up there. That is wild.
He was recently divorced. Yeah, she set it up for him.
So
I love that they're so close like that. That's so good for them.
What a great father-daughter relationship.
Right? So he asked you to do something more physical at that point, and did you still have to say no and that was the end of the relationship, or did you like, okay?
Honestly, it felt like more like we were dating than it was an arrangement. Like, he actually courted me, which was strange, which is kind of how it ended up lasting so long. But it felt like we were more dating than it was a transaction.
Okay. Would you also be part of this team that I'm, this Avenger team that I am putting together right now?
Sugar Daddy Avengers.
This is Sugar Daddy Avengers right now. Will you be part of the coaching team for Abby?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, reminder, good. They're the Sugar Babies. So this would be the Sugar Babies Avenger team.
Sugar Baby Avenger team. I like the first option, that you never have to meet with anybody. Mm-hmm, You're not in any danger at all. Yeah. I like that one.
Now, if we have time later, I would like to delve more into MillionaireMatch.com because this is fascinating, and this is not Sugar Daddy, Sugar Baby. This is something completely different.
Let's do it next. And also, let's do this. If you know a dude that you think would be a good sugar daddy, for Abby.
Okay.
That's where we at.
Yeah.
All right. Call 1-800-DESPERATE.
No. This is just a placeholder until you find the right guy. Let's not look at this as desperate. And you're not asking. I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, you're asking. I'm just a pawn in this silly game that we're playing.
All right. If you want to be part of the Avenger Sugar Baby team and you know a guy that might be interested in Abby, please email us. Tommy is ready for the
not
email.
Not just a guy, a man, a grown man.
A rich man.
And lots and lots of disposable income.
Yeah, I think a rich guy is part of the description of being a sugar daddy. There's no such thing as being a sugar daddy if you're broke ass.
A broke sugar daddy. Wow.
The Burt Show.
Abby is no different than you. If you're single, she is looking for Mr. Right. But until that happens, how about a placeholder that will pay for everything? I want to find a sugar daddy for Abby.
He loved me. He gave me all his money. That Gucci Prada come feed my sugar daddy.
And why not? We just had a couple of people on that said they had sugar daddies. Never even met the dude.
Nope.
There's nothing physical about it at all. They just wanted somebody to talk to, send me a picture from time to time. You can even keep your clothes on.
Yes.
That's my kind of sugar daddy for her right there.
Absolutely.
Now, if you are just now listening, this was not Abby's idea. She's not being pathetic. I'm being pathetic for her.
Bert's okay. Going to be her poop. You ain't getting a cut of any of this.
No. I don't want it.
Did you hear the song? He loved me. Yeah. He gave me all his money.
I'm just doing this for you as a placeholder until Mr. Right comes along. Let's make your life comfortable. Why not?
Okay, you're not a pimp. You're just the ultimate sugar daddy wingman.
There you go. That sounds so much better.
A longer name for a pimp.
We have already started to establish a group of sugar baby Avengers.
We're going to collect all the Infinity Stones. And by Infinity Stones, I mean cash.
Rubies and diamonds.
Diamonds.
And Hermes.
Sapphires. Emeralds.
They are there to coach you through this whole thing. I'm not looking for something physical for her at all. I just want some dude to pay for you until we find Mr. Right.
Okay. And you can go down your sugar daddy lane, but I also have another road we can traverse, and that was the dating website that Mo had brought up, couldn't remember the name, and there is something called MillionaireMatch.com that we can utilize as well.
I just thought of a great parody song for you. Here comes sugar daddy, here comes sugar daddy, right down sugar daddy lane. That's me.
He's got Gucci, Prada, and Chanel, for Abby.
If you think about it, Santa really is the original sugar daddy.
Yes.
Bert, if you are putting together this Avengers team for Abby, you're like the Nick Fury pimp.
Yes!
What is happening?
That's his pimp music?
Yeah. Can we stay away from the word pimp?
I think we already hit.
I don't really like the association with that word. I'm just trying to set a girl up with some comfort before she finds Mr. Right. Does that make me a pimp?
Big pimp. Somewhere. Spin the G's. Big pimp.
And on B-E-R-T.
So many ways to go.
All right, let's talk about Millionaire Match real quick.
Okay.
Because this is the anti-sugar dating website.
Oh.
Believe it or not. So I went to MillionaireMatch.com, and it says, we invented millionaire dating, the original and largest millionaire dating site since 2001.
Oh, wow. All
right, so when I logged in, like, I clicked the link that would be for you, and you have to take the MM Safety Pledge.
So raise your right hand.
Okay.
Welcome to the MM community. Please read through the following terms before you get started. As a member of the MM community, I agree that I am at least 19 years old and I'm looking for a quality relationship with other upscale singles.
I do.
I will post high quality and attractive profile content.
I will try.
I will not attempt to engage in sugar daddy or sugar baby relationships while using MM.
Mm. I do? Question mark.
I will not send or post pornographic, abusive, violent, or discriminatory photos or content. I will report any suspicious or inappropriate behavior that I see.
I will absolutely do that.
Any dispute between users must be resolved by private arbitration rather than through a public lawsuit.
Yeah, sure.
All users are legally forbidden from disclosing their chat records on social media or to a third party.
Oh, shoot. Thanks for telling me that. Okay.
By agreeing to these terms, I accept this is a legally binding agreement.
I accept.
I agree.
All right.
I'm creating her account. You guys commence.
All right.
I can't roast him on social media.
No.
Well, you can't. No, you can, but you can't screenshot the chats and post them.
Yeah, they got money, so they can sue me. So,
yep.
Yeah.
This could be very good content for you, just so long as it's established that we're doing it for you.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
All right. So, what are we looking for in a sugar daddy? Obviously, he's got to be rich. Like Mo said, if there's a niche for a broke sugar daddy, there's not a lot of people applying for it.
I think that's a bit of an oxymoron.
Right. So, clearly, does he have to be jet rich?
No, just enough to like Venmo me for rent every now and then.
Okay.
Honestly, you don't even have to be like crazy rich. If you paid my rent for the next 6 months, oh my God, that would be perfect. So you could just be like upper middle class rich, honestly.
Okay.
Look, like the bar is set lower already.
Just
pay rent for 6 months.
$250 a year?
Get a year out of it, Abby, at least. Minimal.
Yeah, give me my rent. My hair is really expensive. So yeah, if you want to pay for my hair. So now like upper middle class.
Now, one of our virtual listeners called about 15 minutes ago and said, in a lot of cases, you will never even see what these dudes look like, which would be perfect for you. But if we don't find that kind of arrangement, does looks have anything to do with this? I mean, you might not even meet the guy in person. Does it matter?
No, I think the number one thing here is money. So you got to be rich. Right. And number two, I think it's respect.
Are you willing to fly to meet a date?
Am I what?
Are you willing to fly to meet a date?
If he pays for it.
We've been there, done that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's got to pay for it.
He's got to pay for it. And it can't be somewhere lame. Like, I'm not going to Milwaukee. Take me to Turks and Caicos. In separate bedrooms.
Does age matter?
No, I don't care. The older, the better. Okay. If you're on your deathbed, that's amazing.
See, here again.
Write me into your will.
Here again, Abby, we're falling into some of the same patterns, I feel like, with you in dating, that you're very, very picky.
No, I'm just saying.
If a sugar daddy is from Milwaukee, take the sugar daddy from Milwaukee. Who cares? Money is green in Milwaukee. Money is green in Turks and Caicos.
No, I said I would date somebody from Milwaukee. I ain't flying to Milwaukee.
You just rather be flown to Turks and Caicos.
Yes, you can live in Idaho. I'm just not going there.
All right, so he can live in Milwaukee, but he's going to meet you in Turks and Caicos.
He's going to meet me in Turks and Caicos. And if you have the right amount of sugar daddy money, that should be no problem.
All right. Never mind. I got this.
Okay.
What are you looking for on that site?
No, I am filling out her information.
Okay.
I'm assuming you got to do everything that it's asking you to do before you can even see like what the options are, who's on it, right?
Yeah, how tall are you?
5'3"-ish.
Okay, y'all continue.
So they have like preferences, like what do you look, there are literally preferences.
Well, not for what she's looking for. I am filling out who she is right now. So I'm putting her height, her ethnicity, her relationship status. Tell us about yourself.
Let's have ChatGPT right there and be brutally honest.
Okay. So while Kristen is working on that, in a couple of minutes, we'll go to entertainment buzz. But again, if you know a sugar daddy, you already know what Abby's all about. It's a quality woman, quality human being right here.
Yeah.
She's not looking for anything deep or anything. You know a guy that wants some nice arm candy, maybe for business meet, just to hang out with, have a casual convo with from time to time, and then pay her rent. Producer at theburtshow.com.
Preferably not from Milwaukee.
And not from Milwaukee.
Idaho.
You can be from there. She's just not going to meet you there.
Exactly.
The Burt Show.